Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Here's what's trending.
So we could have some sort of a deal reached, some sort of an agreement. Could be a breakthrough that hopefully ends the ongoing strike by corrections officers at prisons across New York State. There's something called a consent award. It's like an agreement. It's like a contract, but it's something else. The consent award is now before the officers for their review. So they've just concluded what was the final day of mediation to resolve this ongoing strike. This consent award would make the terms of the agreement legally enforceable and would require officers to return to work before a deadline or face possible termination by the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision at the prisons. So among the terms, some of the agreements in this deal, HALT-related programming will continue to be suspended for 90 days. That's something that surrounds how solitary confinement is performed in the prisons. The New York State's corrections officers hopefully will agree to this deal. I don't know the nuts and bolts of it. Not a CO. The union, by the way, did strongly encourage members to end the strike and return to work. That was some of the union leadership yesterday. Remember, Jan, this was a strike that wasn't authorized by the union. This was workers on their own without going to their union, just saying, we have problems. We'd like them resolved. So let's hope a positive outcome for everybody and everybody is safe. That is the hope for this deal. Sabres lost last night. Final score 5-2 against the Hurricanes. Sabres were on the road. Boys are back in town tomorrow night to take on Montreal. The death of Gene Hackman. And by the way, I started to watch Royal Tenenbaums yesterday. One of my fave Gene Hackman movies. Wow. He and his wife apparently had passed away long before they were discovered, like a long time. The actor found in a different room, and there was a lot of speculation when people said that everybody was deceased there, at least him, his wife, and their dog. But it's not like they were laid out together. They were in different areas of the home. A lot of details have yet to come out. Police said foul play is not suspected, but in a turn of wording yesterday, they say it's not ruled out.
Okay.
So I think they have a lot of investigating, and obviously full autopsy could take weeks. That's something. Here's one of the details I noted on this one. A pair of sunglasses were found near Gene Hackman, which makes you believe that maybe he was headed out or in the middle of errands or doing whatever, and that this happened suddenly or quickly. And so, again, a lot of the initial, I think I know what happened, everybody speculated yesterday. I think there's more to the story just from what the police are saying. So give it some time. Hopefully they get to the resolution of exactly what led to this passing of 95-year-old Gene Hackman, his 63-year-old wife, and their dog. The dog apparently was in a crate at the time that this all happened. In Santa Fe, New Mexico. Steph Curry took it a run at a NBA single-game three-point record. This happened last night. He hit 12 three-pointers, and that's a good game for Steph Curry. 56 points as was the Warriors winning over the Orlando Magic. This was a throwback style game. Previous season high was 38 points. He went 16 for 25 from the field, including 12 for 9 from beyond the arc. So he hit all 12 of his free throws. This marks the third time that Steph Curry, who, by the way, is the NBA's all-time leader in three-pointers, has hit 12 in a game. It was a good night for Steph Curry. Not a good day for Stephon Diggs. Had to file a lawsuit against a reality TV star. He claims extortion. He claims assault. And that there was a knife involved. So Stephon Diggs filed the lawsuit against a reality TV star. Goes by the name Maya Jones. Real name Mulan Hernandez. And another woman named Bree. For allegedly extortion and assault. He claims that he was punched in the chest by one of the women, threatened with a deadly weapon believed to be a knife, And now this has gone to court. So it could be. And so his lawyer said this is someone he had a casual relationship with. But sometimes it's not casual for everyone. Mm-hmm. So extortion apparently is the goal on this one. Cha-ching.
Wow.
Justin Timberlake canceled his concert in Columbus just before he was set to begin. So people are in place, been hanging out for a while.
Oh, no.
Got a few of those $18 Truly drinks.
Yep.
And so you're
Babysitter
waiting.
Babysitter all set.
Oh, yeah. The parking's been paid. Got into your good jeans. You know
what
I'm talking about?
Concert t-shirt because you're at the show.
You merched up.
Yeah.
In an Instagram post, Justin said that he went into the sound check feeling fluish.
Uh-oh.
And it got the best of him. Is he British? Anyhow, Columbus was the final stop on the U.S. leg of this tour. This went on at 7:20, the Instagram post went up. The show was scheduled to start at 7:30.
Mm.
So that's 10 minutes before, you know, it starts. That's got to be most frustrating for people that were in Columbus to see him. So there'll be refunds. I don't think this gets redone. I don't know. They did say they would reschedule for October, but
interesting. After the second leg or something like that.
Yeah, there were other issues that went on in this tour. So
I feel like he canceled a few shows, so maybe he'll have some make goods. But that's a bummer.
When he was in Buffalo last time, he then canceled like the next three shows due to whatever,
right?
Bronchitis. And I don't know if this was one of those rescheduled shows. I think it might have been part of the second time round, and then maybe do
there
another.
Is a lot going on, like going around.
No. Everybody knows somebody who's sick, right?
I know. It seems that way.
Yeah, but he's a star. He's not supposed to get sick.
No, but you wish if they're not feeling good that, you know, in a perfect world, they'd give you a heads up so you didn't go all the way to the arena to
see a show.
Getting
a notification at 7:20 when the show's at 7:30. Not fun.
At that point, if I'm out, I'll have the band play. Like, I'll just, you know what I mean? Put somebody up on stage.
I'll
and,
get
like,
up there and sing.
It's my night out, and let me have a night out. Yeah, exactly.
You're right about that. Time right now is 6:30.